Here's what Connecticut is saying about Lisa Wexler.
I love your show. It's not only entertaining, but a public service.
Back to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. My sister Jill Zarin, one of the original Real Housewives of New York City and fabulous entrepreneur. In fact, I think she's got a new entire line of clothing dropping today online. Jill Zarin, welcome back to the show. Good morning.
I am. I mean, I can't believe I'm calling in because my daughter's going to kill me. We just did an early drop for our, you know, loyal fans, an hour early, people who subscribe at Jill and Ally to our first real clothing collection called Visiting Day. And it was, you know, based on the whole fact that this summer everybody is visiting family they haven't seen in a year. Tell me everything, all these little quotes. And it's, you know, loungewear, sweats and a top, you know, short sweatshirt and shorts, the most comfortable, socks, stickers, all this really fun stuff. So if anybody wants to check it out, please do. But we're very anxiously awaiting because we expect it to sell out within an hour because we did a limited edition. So my daughter is absolutely, you know, going insane today.
That's great. Beyond. In a good way. In a good way. She should be busy, busy, busy. But Jill, I actually asked you on. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations to you and Ally. Fantastic for the Jill and Ally brand. And I always love, personally, I always wear your sweats. I wear all your tie-dyes. People love them. They always give me compliments. But there's a headline yesterday that says, Jill Zarin in hideously unglamorous court battle over at Midwestern Rite Aid. I don't want to pretend to not know about this. I'm obviously your general counsel for everything you do, but I'm not going to speak about it per se, except that I summarized it a little bit a few minutes ago on the air. What do you want to say about this?
I want to say that it's very expensive to be right because there's no question, and you are my counsel, that my part in this whole situation was no fault of mine personally, but it's my responsibility as we had a bad managing agent who did things that were wrong or illegal. And once we got wind of it, we wanted to correct it and take care of everything. And it was COVID. And, you know, I didn't know that, you know, banks and receivers, could collude. And if they didn't collude, could act in such an unethical, illegal, immoral during COVID way against me. All I wanted to do was redeem my property, and I have the money to do it. And they are playing a shell game because it's a good property, and they're trying to keep it. And I believe they're trying to actually sell it to someone they know because, you know, they're trying to do – I'm not going to get into the details of it, and you can certainly find the case online because it's public, and I gave my affidavit on Friday of everything that I believe to be true. And we're just trying to settle this and redeem my property. That's all I want to do. And in this case, the receiver thinks he's entitled to $330,000 in fees on a loan that's, you know, $1.5 million on a commercial property. And I don't know what case law is, Lisa, maybe you can answer this, but is there a percentage or a rule of thumb of what a receiver expects to get when they work for the court and take over a property and manage it?
Not in Connecticut. I can only answer about Connecticut, and I can't even answer about New York, although I'm admitted in New York, but I never did that kind of work. And in Connecticut, I can only just say, putting on my lawyer Lisa hat and even as a judge, that any court-appointed person is entitled to what a judge thinks is fair and reasonable. And in Connecticut in particular, we don't like to do percentages. We rarely do them. We allow people to bill on an hourly basis. We look at whether the hourly rate is customary in the area, and there could be a variance without Connecticut for sure. In other words, a Fairfield County rate may not be a rate in Litchfield County. But if it's customary to the locality, a judge will typically allow it on an hourly basis. To my knowledge, it's not about percentages, to my knowledge.
I'm just wondering, even if there isn't a law, if there's kind of a rule. I would love if anybody could call in if they've ever been in this situation where they've had a receiver and the receiver took funds from the money, you know, that was being done.
Well, no, the difference between – so let me tell you one difference between this case in Canton, Ohio, and what I've seen in Connecticut. In Connecticut, a receiver plays a role of a receiver. In other words, in Canton, Ohio, what happened was the receiver wore several hats. The receiver decided that he was a commercial real estate agent and he renegotiated your actual lease with Rite Aid, and he wants a commission for that. That's not a receiver job. That's a commercial agent job, right? That's a realtor job.
And would he have to have permission from the court to do that?
Yes, for sure. For sure.
And he did. And in my case, by the way, everybody,
well,
he
but
did,
let me just say this other anybody. Thing. But let me just say this other thing. In Connecticut, a receiver will also typically not be an agent for purposes of selling the property. So in Canton, Ohio, this receiver is wearing three hats. He's asking for a fee because he put the property out for auction without telling you or the court. And he wants a percentage on the sale.
10%.
And he wants a percentage on the lease. And a commercial leasing agent is not necessarily somebody who also sells, right? It's a specialty into itself. There are commercial leasing agents, and then there are commercial selling agents. And, of course, he wants his fee for administering the property as a receiver, and my understanding
right.
is he was instructed to pay a roofer. Go ahead, tell
right,
about the roof.
Right, I was going to say that. So the job that he's supposed to do, which is to manage the property, he wouldn't return any of my lawyer's phone calls in the fall that I actually, I forgot about it. I read it last night. We actually, I had to spend thousands of dollars to ask for a phone call with the judge last December, begging her to have the receiver handle roofing leaks on the property, which I didn't have, you know, I'm not controlling the property. I have no right to do it. But because it's my property and they know I want to redeem, I was trying to make it easy and give them the name of the roofing company and this is who has to fix it. So I actually went to court. It's in the court documents that I'm begging the judge for the receiver to take care of it. I just got served a lawsuit the other day. The bill was never paid. And now I'm being sued. And I'm not even in control of the property. So why am
no,
I being
not.
Sued? The
You're
court
not,
should be sued
right.
or the receiver should be sued. So it's such a mess. But you know what? Like I said, it's expensive to be right. And I'm completely right. And I sent this to my lawyer last night, Lisa, Kamen versus Kemper. I had a case that went to that I brought to the Supreme Court of the United States because, again, right is expensive. And I won. And this was many years ago. So I am a fighter that will take a case as high as the court can go. So if I lose this, I have every intention of going to the Ohio State of Appeals or whatever the highest court is or the next court is, even if it costs me, because I've got to be right. Because I am right, and I've got to win. And I think that it's just so wrong. And if anything, it will become a case that other people who may not have the you know, wristband to handle a case like this will have at least my case, hopefully at the end I win, to go to. You know what I mean? As a reference.
I do. I know exactly what you mean. Hey, by the way, Jill, we have an email from a listener who wants to know if you carry men's tie-dye. He loves men's tie-dye. He would want to buy it from you. Are you carrying any men's clothing? A listener wants to know.
Our clothing is unisex now. Very much so, but we're not doing tie-dye now because we thought tie-dye was kind of ending. And I agree with you, it's not. But we did tie-dye during the pandemic because, you know, we were tie-dyeing masks. But I got to tell you, we just got sick of tie-dye.
Your tie-dye sweatshirts.
I know, but we've moved on now and we're doing these puff paint words like home and I love you so much and really, really great stuff. But it is unisex. We did do
it's
very
unisex.
Large size.
So in other words, if you're a man, you just buy on the large size of it and it's designed in a way that it will fit you.
It is. It might, you know, some of them are more feminine than others, but as the line progresses, like the next line in September will definitely be even more unisex. And then, of course, for BravoCon, we're going to be doing a whole line of clothes for that as well, which is coming up in October. So all really good stuff.
BravoCon? Oh, BravoCon. I was there with you for the first one.
Yeah, it's going on again. And this time it's going to be huge. I don't know where it is. They're keeping it a secret, but it's going to be huge because I'm finding out information about the store. And it seems like they're really going in all, you know, they're going to have a lot more. I'll have a lot more competition. The other thing I wanted to tell you. Oh, no, I forgot about what he asked. He asked about being unisex. No, they are unisex. So if you have any questions about fit, certainly email us.
So, okay. And is it at jillzarin.com or jillzarinhome.com?
We got divorced. Allie and I got divorced. And now there's jillzarin.com, which is Jill Zarin Home, the rugs, the furniture, which is coming, candles are coming. And then there's jillandallie.com, which is Jillian. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. Masks. We have put all our handmade tie-dye masks on like a clearance sale at $5 each because, you know, it's obviously we have a lot left and we want to sell them down, but people need them for back to school. All the kids are going to be required to wear them. Even in Florida, where nobody wants to wear a mask and it's hot as heck, I went to the mall yesterday to fix my computer. 90% of people are wearing masks. The variant, the COVID vaccine is definitely not 100%. I know people who've gotten COVID.
Jill, it's not 100%, but the problem is not enough people took the vaccine. Ron DeSantis, who was hardly Mr. Science, he came out with his own video to the people of the state of Florida yesterday begging them to get vaccinated.
No,
Fox News, we have a PSA from Fox News that we're going to play from Steve Doocy. Fox News, as a news organization, is begging people to get vaccinated because they see that they open the Pandora's box of constantly being skeptical about science, and look where we are. The people that are vaccinated are being punished because so many people are not vaccinated that the variant has taken a place and it's spreading and it's getting everybody sick, but not nearly as many people get sick who have been vaccinated than others, and thankfully not getting as seriously sick in general.
I was going to say that. I don't hear about people who have had who are vaccinated getting COVID dying. So
correct.
Although it's very uncomfortable to have it, I'm sure, and you suffer.
Nobody wants it, by the way. You get very sick. My daughter told me she has some good friends. They all came down with COVID. They were really sick for a week or two. It's like, why wouldn't you avoid the flu? And the thing about COVID is
the lottery about the after effects, Lisa. There's some people.
That's just
going to
say. That's right. A third of people who will get COVID apparently have what they call long COVID symptoms. Who wants it? Who wants it? Nobody wants it.
So our masks are on sale if you need them, and they're gorgeous, and they'll be there till they're not. So we've already started selling out some of them. So check out JillandAllie.com.
And I was going to say, spell it. It's Jill and Allie, A-L-L-Y, right?
Yes. J-I-L-L-M-A-N-D, Allie, A-L-L-Y.com.
JillandAllie.com. So the masks are on sale. You're selling a big new brand of clothing for the first time today, like a whole new collection.
Launching at 11 a.m. There's a pre-sale if you sign up, you know, if you do the email, you know, sign up for text messaging. We're doing that, but that already went out this morning. So 11 o'clock, and we're already selling a lot. You know what? Our favorite customer, I don't want to say our favorite, our number one customer is a woman named Whitney. I won't say her last name for privacy. She has been so loyal to us, Lisa. She is our biggest customer. She was the first one to buy this morning.
Really?
And so we're going to send her some extra gifts in the thing. But, you know, it's so nice when you have people who are really just such fans and loyal to your brand that you can count on them for something like this. And we're very grateful.
Wonderful. Yeah. You're unstoppable, my sister. Do you remember Jill and I once did a retreat with our female relatives. We went to Turks and Caicos for a few days. And we did a retreat and we played a game. And in the game, I asked everybody to put a piece of paper in a hat, and they had to name the other member of the family by one word. They had to do a descriptive word, one word, and then we all guessed what word belonged to that person thought they were. And I gave you, do you remember what I called you many years ago?
Yeah, because I just looked it up, Maximizer.
How did you look it up? Where did you have it?
I have a photo of everybody's words.
You're unbelievable, Jill.
You want me to send it to you? I'll send it to you. I have a photo.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You're incredible. Jill, you're incredible.
No, I'm not. But thank you.
The Maximizer. My sister is the Maximizer. That's what she is. Jill Zarin, the Maximizer.
I thought that was really a really great word.
Yeah,
I have all of them. If I can read without glasses, I would tell you what you are. Do you remember what yours were?
I know what you called me, and I wasn't even that yet. It was many years ago, and you called me judgmental, and I wasn't even a judge.
You're right. It says judgmental. It's like the other one. Then somebody called you straight.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Balanced, judgmental, and proud. That's mommy.
Oh,
I could tell her him.
Mommy. Well, mommy's proud of me.
It's a great game, by the way.
Great game. All right, I love you. We'll be back with Nick Grossman coming up.
Wish me luck on this lawsuit because the judge is hearing everything tomorrow.
I wish you luck, my love. You know that I do.
I love you. Bye.
All right, bye. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.